At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on a Wednesday in Creighton, Nebraska with Shindaddy?
Well, they're starting it off today. If you guys have checked your weather app, we got some heat rolling in.
Yeah, we do.
It's coming in. Dog days of summer are rolling in. Don't be like a hog, be a clean dog. Don't be like a hog, be a clean dog. He has 6 dog showers set up in the lobby. So you can bring your dog in, no do your banking. No. Dog showers, they got big fluffy towels, then they got these big air dryers too. And so they got dog treats. So you come in, do your banking, and have one of your, and you do it yourself. It's a self, but it's a special dog shower. And so it's very easy. We have 6 portable ones brought in.
Nice
so
idea.
So in the lobby, they're able to come in and be able to do that. So Shindaddy.
He oversees it, though.
He oversees the whole thing. He kind of, 2's open. Come on into 2. 6 is about done. 6 is about done. Come
get
in
the
next.
Feet.
Get the feet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got, wow, they have everything. So, and he uses, which we use at home also for sugar. What is that? No Tears?
I don't know that.
That's what we use. We use the No Tears shampoo. Is it Johnson & Johnson? Something
that
Bullet
that sounds taken, right to me.
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson, yes. No more. So that way, if it ever gets in the dog's eyes, it doesn't irritate their eyes. That's what we use for sugar.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Bullet is taken for baths. Like, yes. Taken somewhere for baths. We don't give him baths.
Take.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Bougie.
Wow, that's very bougie. Yeah,
very bougie.
Pinky up on that.
Yeah, that's so anyway. That's
okay, that's what's happening.
Don't be like a hog. Be a clean dog.
6 showers.
6 showers set up today. Dog showers.
There'll be a parade of dogs.
Parade of dogs.
Into the bank.
A lot of barking.
It'd be amazing.
A lot of barking. Imagine that. Amazing. A lot of barking. When you walked in there, and all of a sudden there's just dogs doing showers, and you're trying to get.
There's dogs all over the place.
Just trying to get a just trying to get a loan.
Just yeah.
Or cashier's check.
I got
check.
A question about my checking account.
Yeah. Hang on. There's a St. Bernard over here getting a shower.
Oh, it's a big one. A big guy.
Rufus.
A lot of barking. Shindy keeps it calm.
He does. He calms it. He's very calm.
He has a dog
whistle around his neck.
And he just comes up to the customers and says, like, can I help you?
To help you.
I feel like nothing's going on.
Nothing going on.
Oh, is there something
need a
I
car loan? Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Hang on.
I got to get
shower 4 hooked up here, but we'll be good to go.
Shindy must be, he must like dogs.
He does. Very dog friendly. Yes, very dog friendly.
Well, it's a fun day at Midwest Bank and Creighton. Thank you, Shindaddy, for always providing us entertainment and the people.
Thanks for delivering
and great
that.
Banking.
Thanks for delivering what's going on. We appreciate that.
The messenger,
too.
Bill, we need that.
Hey,
messenger.
By the way, York, Midwest Bank in York.
Is there?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Why
there's
they
a
be?
There's a marble museum too, which I was taken by.
Did it
was
you go
closed.
To it?
It was closed.
Would you have gone into it?
I considered stopping because I was there early. I got there really early. Marble Museum. And then as you head into downtown, there is a very stately Midwest Bank. I'm surprised you guys didn't know that. There's a Midwest Bank.
I'm not a huge, expert on York. I played the golf course a couple times.
Stone. I've been to Chances Are.
That's a good place. Good steakhouse.
Chances Are.
Well, it'd be on the way to Chances Are. I'm just saying.
I'll keep my eyes open next time for that.
Okay. Yeah, please do, because it is a stone building.
Okay. Well, I would see it then.
Yeah.
I would see it
like a fortress.
464-5685. Call or text as always. Ed Foley spoke to media yesterday. Sip, you dresses with Sean Callahan in the first hour.
Yeah, did I blow that a
No, it's
bit?
Fine. A couple things on special teams. Let's get an update.
Hey, there is one thing, though.
What, can I get Alvano's health first or not?
Yes.
Okay, here's Ed Foley on Tristan Alvano's progress as of yesterday.
Yeah, cutting loose is probably more of it. How many times is he comfortable to cut loose where he's like just letting it rip? Like, you know, when you're used to seeing a Tristan ball in practice and he kicks one from 40, you're used to the film guys kind of ducking out of the way. He's hitting some balls like that, and he's hitting the ball well. But how many is he hitting? You know, he's hitting more and more as he goes into it. So it's just a matter of getting him with a comfort level. Also, there's how far back can he go? So that's another thing that we're working on. That is coming a little bit slower because that's really completely based on his health. So there's that factor as well.
That's Ed Foley, the special teams coordinator, talking about Tristan Alvano, who's coming off a groin procedure. Foley says 90% a full go. He was kind of explaining that. Alvano was 9 for 15 on field goals last year, shaky early. Bill, he kicked 14 touchbacks out of 32 kickoffs. Is that acceptable? 14 touchbacks out of 32?
Yeah, because you always want to factor, before you get into hard judgment on any of those things, it's like, hey, what was the situation?
Right.
He might have had 15, 18 of those into the wind. Mm-hmm. You don't know what the situation exactly was. So, in general, that would probably be, if you just said across the board, it'd be a little low.
Okay.
But again, you don't know all the situations with it or what was exactly asked at that time, too. Was he kicking the ball out, or what was he instructed to do? So the numbers don't always speak exactly the same. But if you just said, are the numbers in the most part, you'd be like going, okay, that would be a little bit low. But again, you don't know what he's asked, and nor do you know the weather situation.
Right. The extenuating circumstances include the weather. Rule makes frequent mention of it. That Memorial Stadium is a tough place to punt, a tough place to kick because of swirling winds.
Swirling winds and just wind. I didn't do it that last year when I started off being the special teams coordinator. I didn't know that the study, but before when I was here, the average wind for the year before was 19 miles an hour. That was the average wind for every home game was 19 miles an hour. It was 19.
Listen to
this. Because there was probably there was a game that was probably in the 25s. Sure. You always get one of those. But the number of times that I've walked out in Memorial Stadium, looked up, and the flags are just whipping. It's just like, oh, man.
Happens a lot.
And so you get real wind here. And it swirls. It does everything. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Interesting, Bill. Yeah. Interesting. So what's happening, Jake, is Alvano is competing with John Hull, John Hull of Lincoln. And then there's Nico Ottaminelli, who's a freshman, who's third. But it's basically now a two-horse race, Alvano and John Hull. And then I suppose the conversation would evolve as the season goes on, as Alvano maybe gets fully healthy. Buscini can kick off.
He can.
So
did it at Montana. Did it here. Also,
yeah, he did it here. That's right. Yep. So I don't think you'll see Alvano kicking off anytime soon. Because Buscini can do it and Hull can do it. So that's kind of the wrap up there. I thought there was some Carter Nelson. Do you have that?
I do.
Foley, Ed, was asked about, is there anybody sort of unsung among players that's standing out on special teams?
The guy that's doing a great job for me, and I, you know, this is all, I have to obviously get all this through Coach Rule, but like the young guy for me is Carter Nelson.
Well,
like, Carter Nelson is a really, really good football player. Like we all know he's talented, but like he has a really good sense of how to play football. There's a sense of, you guys have heard me say this before, like on special teams, of knowing like how to position your body and how to set up for blocks and, you know, how to, and be obviously super competitive doing it. But he's shown to me like a lot of real discipline and really an understanding of, very easy understanding of, you know, what we're trying to do on special teams. So he won't do anything glamorous, you know, early on for us, but you'll see him out there for us. And to play a true freshman tells you a lot about, you know, a lot about his ability. The other guy that's the other unsung guy for me that's doing a really, really good job. And coach lets me use starters. So like, I don't need to tell you that, like, you know, Isaac Gifford's really good on the punt team. Like, I think you probably already know that, but like Tavion Thompson is another guy for me that's, really, and I've had my eye on him for a little bit, But he's really done a great job this camp of just, and again, nothing sexy that you're going to be like, boy, he's jumping off the film. But he's a really, really steady, consistent, like multiple team, like Carter Nelson. They can play on multiple teams and be effective.
Informative in that both those kids are from Nebraska. Carter Nelson's from Ainsworth. Tavion Thompson's from Lincoln. Also, a question for Bill, Jake. It's interesting because you've made reference to this before. I've never asked you about it, but you would say a certain player, you could just tell on special teams, he was a great player. Like, what are we talking about? Like, it's interesting to me because when I think of great players, I don't immediately think of special teams, unless you're talking about a return man, I guess. But you see skill in some cases on guys who aren't handling the ball.
Oh, absolutely. And first of all, like I said, it's a lot of the attention to detail. And, you know, I talk about this in great depth, and I learned this also, I learned it the most probably from Urban Meyer.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Was that, you know, when you come on the team, so when you were recruiting, when Nebraska is recruiting Carter Nelson, I doubt the lead story was this at that. What's your plan for me? You know, at that, what's your plan at that? Left guard on the punt team. Let's talk about it. That's not usually the lead thing that you're talking about. It's talking about, we're going to play tight in the formation. We're going to flex you out. We're going to be able to do this, all these different things like that. Left guard on the punt team, no one talks about. They don't get recruited to be the left guard on the punt team. But the left guard on the punt team is the grit that matters, and that's the most important part of the system.
Bam.
You have to have.
Boom.
So those are the ones that stand. That's how you get people to stand it. And then when they buy into it, when they understand, like I used to always say that the punt team was invite only. That you're behind the velvet rope on that one.
Why is that?
Like that? Just because that's the most important team. If you get a punt block 90% of the time, you lose the game. And so it's just so important to get to punt, field position, all the different things that go on. So I used to always say,
punt team.
Invite only. That would be,
the
you know,
punt team.
Punt team. If you looked across like my last year there, it was, you know, it was Garrett Nelson. It was Gifford. It was, I mean, there's
it's what the, was Garrett Nelson it's doing?
The, what's that? Playing right tackle on the punt team. Yeah. Right. And so just those things that, like I said, then that is it. We didn't do it early, but we did it when Coach Joseph took over because I talked to him about it, and he was like, absolutely. So when the team meal would go eat, and this would be most places I've been at, all of a sudden, usually the head coach says a couple words, then they go eat like that first. And then he calls them out, seniors, this, whatever. The first team, punt team, that's who eats first. They get to go through the line first.
Fascinating. So the punt team, the blockers, the punter, the shield.
That was what was my situation, and the head coach would always agree to that. And
I never would have guessed that. They get like the velvet rope.
If you want to eat first, be on the punt team. That's how you want to. You want to get them, be the first one up, be start on the punt team. That's where it matters. So
I'll be damned. I'll be damned. That's an interesting.
Coverage units override return units every time because those are potential touchdowns. If you screw up on kickoff, it can be a touchdown the other direction. The other way, you want to be dynamic, but if you finish the ball in your possession on punt return and it's your ball, it's still your ball. Kickoff return, it's still your ball. So that's what matters. The possession of the ball is still the lead part. Hey, man, we had two really good punt returns in this game. Really good ones. One for a touchdown, or I'd say one went for 38, one went for 42, but we dropped two and fumbled and had 45-yard turnovers. Nope. Doesn't override it.
Nope.
Doesn't override it. Possession of the ball. Velvet rope.
Fascinating. So the shield guys on punt are probably really important.
Really important. Really,
and those
really
are important. Dudes. You got to have dudes.
Yeah, that's not. You don't dip your toe in this one. Like, no, give a shot. Yeah, what do you got going out there? No, it's a lot.
Do you know who your shield was? Do you remember?
What's that? Oh, I know the captain of it was Feast Colton. He was a defensive lineman, and the captain of it.
He was.
And then I wanted that. Then I wanted tight end type bodies at the other part. Travis Volkolek would be one. Whoever we had at those spots.
Oh, Volkolek, that's right. Volkolek was that.
They were really important.
Think about
players.
Volkolek as a shield.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But the conversation of going on like that. But Colton Feast ran it. He was the one that ran the back end.
Jake, this was 2022. Hmm. 2022.
And Buscini had a great year. Like I said, we talked about that
the
other day.
We averaged 44.
We went up 80 spots, I think, on net punt. And because of, we had good long snapper, we did a great job with that. And so it worked out well.
Who was the long snapper that year?
Weiss, Brady.
Oh,
Brady Weiss.
Yeah.
Brady Weiss.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Brady did an outstanding job with Piper backing him up. Piper had to go into games and did it. And if he had to, he did a great job. Then Piper was the short snapper.
They have had really good luck. I mean, not luck, but they've had really good long snapping here for a number of, I mean, at least 3 years now. We've never talked about long snapping.
Is Witucky still the starter at long snapper?
Witucky is 100%. Camden Witucky is 100% the starter and has had a great camp.
That's awesome.
They have no problems.
Yeah. Remember when he was young a couple of years ago, I said, you're the future. I said, you're the guy. You're the future guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you saw it?
Yeah, you could see it. Yeah. And he's a great kid. Great young man.
Yeah, Witucky is the man. Yeah.
He'll do a great job.
Now, there's a situation at a opponent for Nebraska yesterday with special teams also.
Oh, what's going on there?
Trevor Riley, who is actually a quality control analyst, but is the only person
Where?
That's helping out with
Colorado
special teams at Colorado, stepped down from the team a week before their first game. Now,
no problem.
Now, Bill, I mean, we're all aware how important special teams are, but Bill, you were obviously been there many, 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 many years. Now, walk us through the week before practice, or week before the game, excuse me, your special teams guy is gone. What's going through the heads? What do you do?
What was his name again?
It's Trevor Riley.
He's all of a sudden you're getting ready for start meetings. Where's Trevor? Trevor!
He resigned yesterday.
He's no longer here. Yeah, if he was the main assignment, which means you have to have one single voice that oversees it. You have assistant coaches that are helping. You have all these things that help you. You need to have someone that's like, this is my baby. This is what I do. We do this phase of it. Then I help oversee everything. If that's him, it's a lot. Because all of a sudden, if you think it's going like this, all of a sudden, hey, jump. That'd be like me being like, you know what, real quick, hey, Bill, do this. Hey, do me a favor. O-line coach quit. If you could jump in there and get the pass protection squared away quick.
Only a week away. What?
What?
Excuse me.
What? You know, or anything like that. It would just be like it'd be the same.
You couldn't do that.
The same way. If you're like the offensive graduate assistant for the offensive line. Hey, do the third down package on defense. What? So
walk me through that one.
Say that again. What was that?
Write
again?
That down real quick.
Yeah. And so you leave out of there. It's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh boy.
You know, a lot of stuff going
What's
on.
What's going on? Did you know what this? I perused the story. I didn't.
Did you come up with it?
This is per on three.
Hut up.
Says Riley's reasoning behind his departure from Boulder is unknown, but he will not be at the helm for Colorado special teams units for the 2024 season. There's no description why. Nobody knows.
Strikes me as an extreme situation. You're 2 weeks, or they start August 29th.
Yeah. It's a lot.
So something happened.
Yeah.
Good God.
It says here on three, it says, ending his three-year partnership with Sanders and opening up a staff vacancy for the recently hired assistant, George Hilo, who might take over for special teams, apparently.
Take over for special teams.
This with a week to go before the season starts. No big deal.
George is a good dude. George is really good. He's really good.
Contrast that to how Nebraska, like during the glory years handled special teams, which, I mean, come on, who was it, Bill? Who handled it?
Well, in Nebraska was a little different, but the person that handled it the most was Dan Young.
Right.
Dan would be the guy if you said, hey, who's the guy?
Yeah.
It'd be Dan. George Darlington was the guru and still is the guru of returners. He is the return coach, and did an incredible job, and he also worked really hard at it. If you remember back, there's two ways to look at it. When you wanted to eliminate really good returns, or they went to like a pro pun or spread, was the gunners to eliminate them. So a lot of times you would vice them, which would leave you short on the guys up front. But the best cover guys would be like, take them out and get them started. That was a chance. And then George did some research on one of the really good on the punt return team, and they would go with three returners. And the reason would be because whoever caught the ball, the other two became instant blockers on the most dangerous.
And so
they could double and they could get blocks. The whole idea of punt return is get them started. That's it. If you're going to have a great punt return, minimum, you have to make two guys completely miss. You have to have the ability in space. But your goal in punt return is real simple. First down. If you have a 10-yard return, you should be very excited. That's huge. If you get a 10-yard return, that's a great deal. If you just say, look at Nebraska's numbers from last year. If you just say that,
it was 3.0.
So if you average 10, there's no conversation right now. You're very excited about where your numbers were.
Yeah, if it was like 2001 was a watershed year. Right. 2001, they had Dwan Gross. All these three guys, all three of these guys, Bill, averaged over 10. It was Gross, Keo Craver, and Ben Cornelson.
People forget
Ben Cornelson, but he had 200 yards of returns that year. 200 yards. Nebraska had 48 last year. Ben Cornelson was the third leading punt returner for Nebraska in 2001, and he had 200-plus yards of returnment. He was probably the third guy. I mean, in that configuration. But they had Grosch and Keo Craver back there.
It's a good picture.
Yeah, and Grosch was obviously
it does change what you're like when you have – In the back end, you know you have a dude. It does make a difference on how you're protecting what you're doing. It's like
Pearson L.
There's someone back there that can get some things done.
DeMornay was a dude.
Yeah.
Do you know what DeMornay? I was thinking about this the other day. Do you remember DeMornay Pearson L. by any chance?
Yes, I do remember.
Absolutely.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminded me of Amir as a slot return man. DeMornay had a serious hard edge. Where he would stare holes in a reporter if he thought they said something stupid. Amir was like that, too. They both came to Nebraska with a very hard edge. DeMornay was a bad man. And he was a great player. I mean, he's a great return man.
A great player.
Great return man. And he's a good receiver, too. Really good receiver.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills. It's a wild card Wednesday
wild card.
Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Football changed.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.